Robert Malone's Global Industrialist Agenda, July 19th, 2023. A very strange article appeared on Robert Malone's widely read Substack blog yesterday. For anyone who doesn't know, Malone is one of the whistleblowing heroes of the COVID debacle, a scientist involved in developing mRNA technology who questions the safety and efficacy of the current vaccines, in inverted commas, and is also a critic of the Great Reset. But this new pronouncement, apparently the first in a three-part series, poses some serious questions as to where he really stands. The title is itself misleading. Malone claims to be attacking, quote, green colonialism, end quote, whereas in fact he is promoting colonialism while rejecting the genuinely green cause of protecting nature from the ravages of profiteering industrialism. While he is right to note that climate change is being used as an excuse for ramping up imperialist control of Africa, his own favoured approach would do exactly the same thing under a different virtue-signalling flag. The main purpose of Malone's article is to promote extraction of natural gas in Africa, along with increased consumption of electricity and the use of nuclear power. In order to sell these views to his particular readership, Malone claims that the straw man version of green colonialism he sets out to oppose is the work of the, quote, World Bank, WEF, and the usual globalist actors, end quote. But for me, it's his own arguments that are very close to the nefarious agenda that I've spent so much time investigating over recent years. The most telling section of Malone's disingenuous piece is that in which he bemoans the fact that 5 billion people in the world don't depend on washing machines. He writes, quote, hand washing clothes is backbreaking, menial work, the bulk of which falls mostly on women and girls. This is a waste of human labour, labour that could be put to better and more productive uses. Put to more productive uses? By whom? And to whose advantage? His words immediately made me think of Carol Quigley's description, which I cited a few days ago, of Mao's modernising Great Leap Forward, the 1958 Chinese equivalent of the Great Reset, which aimed at, quote, the destruction of the family household and the peasant village, end quote. Quigley explains, quote, one purpose of this drastic change was to release large numbers of women from domestic activities so that they could labour in fields or factories. In the first year of the Great Leap Forward, 90 million peasant women were relieved of their domestic duties and became available to work for the state, end quote. Malone's remark also reminds me of the propaganda put out by the WEF's Global Shapers organisation, which I investigated in 2021. Klaus Schwab's local representatives in New Delhi, who had been, quote, advising the World Bank, end quote, and examining how to, quote, bring women into workplaces, end quote, actually wrote about their agenda under the title Women's Human Capital. One of these pseudo-feminists asked, quote, why do Indian women do the most unpaid work in the world? What's keeping us away from India's workplaces, end quote. The same message regularly comes from the Commonwealth, not surprisingly, given that the head of Britain's rebranded global empire also launched the Great Reset on behalf of the WEF. It favours, quote, speeding up the transition from rural-based towards skilled, middle-class-based, industrialised and diversified societies, end quote. The Commonwealth doesn't like the idea of people enjoying traditional lifestyles close to the land, and its 2018 Cyber Declaration speaks of the need, quote, to develop skills in the workforce, particularly for women and girls, end quote. Financial industrial imperialists in the Commonwealth and the World Bank, who work closely together, as I showed in a previous article, are always enthusing about the human capital that is ripe to be exploited in places like India and Africa. The Commonwealth declared in 2013, quote, with over 60% of its population aged under 30, the Commonwealth is well placed to reap a demographic dividend, end quote. In 2009, Albert Zoifak, the World Bank's chief economist for Africa, commented at a WEF event that, quote, having a youthful continent is a huge opportunity, end quote. If only he and his colleagues could, quote, get that population to start really working, end quote. Malone's call for African women's labour to be, quote, put to better and more productive uses, end quote, therefore does not challenge the WEF World Bank agenda, but reinforces it. He plays their game by accepting that their interest in Africa really is green, as they claim, thus allowing him to advance accelerated industrial development as a countermeasure. In fact, of course, their supposed concern about climate change is mere greenwashing, a false flag under which the usual suspects aim to impose their nature-wrecking fourth industrial revolution. Likewise, Malone uses the same duplicitous language as the global industrialists in order to justify this profit-driven desecration of our precious planetary home. He speaks of the need for, quote, billions of people to escape poverty, end quote, insisting that, quote, nations burdened down with poverty, end quote, should be able to, quote, lift their citizens out of poverty via the same smart energy solutions as wealthy nations, end quote. Compare that with the Commonwealth's stated mission to, quote, play a dynamic role in promoting trade and investment so as to enhance prosperity, accelerate economic growth and development, and advance the eradication of poverty in the 21st century, end quote. Or indeed with the World Bank's claim that its principal aim is, quote, to accelerate economic growth and to reduce poverty, end quote. He's definitely singing from the same hymn sheet, isn't he? Moreover, in a publication entitled Assault on World Poverty, the World Bank sets out its interest in rural development, which would, quote, increase production and raise productivity, end quote, by means of what it calls, quote, a transition from traditional isolation, end quote. It would like to enable, quote, the transfer of people out of low productivity agriculture into more rewarding pursuits, end quote, without specifying exactly for whom this would prove rewarding. Worryingly, it seems that Robert Malone is advancing exactly the same industrial imperialist agenda as the World Bank.